You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. David Snyder, the CEO and co-founder at DecoNet, a commerce portal for coders and blockchain-powered marketplace for software and development. Mr. Snyder, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Excellent. Thank you for having me, Eric. Pleased to be here.
And we're certainly most pleased to have you with us today as well. So for starters, tell us, what is DecoNet and what is it that you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you mentioned, it's a commerce portal for coders. What we're doing is creating infrastructure for people to buy and sell software, bid and work on contract work, and also participate in hackathons and product development contests. And this whole infrastructure is on the blockchain. So blockchain acts as the settlement layer. Cryptocurrency acts as the methodology for payment. And the reason for us to build this is, one, it is just calling out as an obvious use case to leverage blockchain by creating this kind of public utility for developers. But two, it also kind of hints at the future of work and the future of wealth. And we can get into some of those details around what are the new type of blockchain-enabled distributed co-ops that are going to be creating value and capturing economic value out into the future.
And thanks for all those details. Now, tell us, why was the company started to begin with, and what market need does it address?
Absolutely. So the reason for our focus here is, one, we're doing ecosystem development. So some of the immediate problems that we solve for developers and for people who are doing contract work and freelance work is, one, the issue of people not getting paid. So when the smart contract in the blockchain acts as the escrow layer, there's no issue around doing a bunch of work and then having the client kind of disappear on you. So that's a big market need there. And then looking further into the future, there's, in our view, a non-optimal situation with who captures the value when software projects are created today. So just to describe the current paradigm, essentially we have a world where, let's say you're a software development agency and a client pays you to build some kind of application. Generally, the way that it works is that the salesperson closes the deal, the money gets deposited into the company bank account, and then the CEO pays out the employees based on some agreed upon hourly rate. What we have the opportunity to build, in our view, is a much more optimal and equitable system whereby the contributors to a given project are paid based on the value of their contribution, and they become fractional owners in the project at some level.
Now, DecoNet is described as a marketplace. Who are the stakeholders in this marketplace, and what roles do they play, and how do they benefit?
Yeah, absolutely. So, of course, we have on the supply side people who are creating digital goods and providing digital services. Specifically, the focus is around software developers, product managers, and designers, people who are going to be creating, I guess you could call them non-fungible digital assets, like applications, like tools, like use cases on top of blockchain protocols. And then who we've got on the demand side are the normal consumers of software. So these are other development teams that may need some modular tool. These could be enterprises that need applications built. These could be mom and pop stores that need a website designed.
Certainly got the bases covered very well. Now, marketplaces often give rise to new ways of working, for example, side gigging. How do you see this trend evolving?
Yeah, excellent question. So, you know, if we kind of look at some macro trends here, when the internet really hit kind of I guess you would call mainstream popularity, really transformed the way that people thought about work, right? There's this whole notion of the gig economy and the gig revolution, whereby people are doing freelance work and essentially trading part of their time for a little extra income, a little extra salary. What we see the opportunity as is to really extend the evolution of that and create the infrastructure for not just the future of work, but also the future of wealth, whereby people can start earning passive income based on the value that they've contributed from a software perspective. We've already seen this happen in media. So in media, you know, if you just look at this as an analogy, it used to be that actors were paid an hourly rate for being a part of some TV show or movie. And now with the paradigm of YouTube, we see YouTubers who are earning passive ad income based on how valuable their videos are. What this looks like in the context of software development is that if you go ahead and create some product, some module, some API that's used, that you can continue to receive passive income from it, all regulated on the blockchain without having to rent out your time as the only method for creating income. You can actually build wealth, and this is something that can happen globally. You don't have to be in a tech hotspot to do it. It's just much more meritocratic. So that's really kind of the heart and soul of what we're after and building infrastructure for.
Today, we're joined by Mr. David Snyder, the CEO and co-founder at DecoNet, a commerce portal for coders and blockchain-powered marketplace for software and development, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Snyder, what does the future of work look like for businesses, and how can they leverage the power of emerging workforces or economic actors like DAOs?
Yeah, so just to kind of define a couple of terms, a DAO or a DAO is essentially just a distributed cooperative. It's a contributor-owned entity that's creating and capturing economic value. And from the perspective of enterprises, to jump back to your question, you know, how they can leverage this is that, and we're already seeing this with gig work, is that the most talented people, the best people, often they don't want to be tied to a given company where they're receiving a given wage. They want to be compensated based on the value that they're creating. So in terms of what we're creating, and to answer your question, really see a world where enterprise companies, where established businesses are getting work done, not just through individual freelancers, but by having these distributed co-ops build products for them or do any other kind of knowledge-based work. So, you know, if you imagine how enterprises leverage freelance talent today, it's just a matter of adding just another layer on top of that, where you wouldn't just be hiring a single individual to complete a task, but you essentially be hiring a team comprised of a number of different freelancers or a number of different people who are working for themselves to complete some potentially more abstract or more complicated task.
And most helpful response and information per your expertise. Thanks for that. Now, DecoNet is a blockchain-powered platform. What is the importance of blockchain to the DecoNet platform?
Yeah, super. So blockchain serves a couple roles here. First and foremost, it's the settlement layer. So let's say, for example, you want to have an application built, you would set your milestones, that the payments that you're going to pay your contractors are going to be held in escrow via the smart contract. So the contractor who's doing the work, who's building the app, knows that the money's there, knows that if they're going to complete the work, that they are in fact going to get paid. And there's a other couple kind of rabbit holes you can run down here too in terms of licensing. So let's say I purchase a license from you. Rather than you just sending me a PDF that says, yes, I'm now the owner of the rights to use a certain piece of software, with the blockchain, that license is on the chain. It is immutable as whatever chain we are leveraging. So there's an advantage of compliance there. And then looking forward, the other big reason to build this on chain and leverage a blockchain here is that these future distributed cooperatives have blockchain in their DNA. It's how they do governance, it's how they make their decisions. And it also enables them to essentially be unbound from any geography. You know, a contract is essentially just a meeting of the mind. It's people coming together and agreeing on something. And when that agreed upon thing can be totally self-executing, and in a smart contract, it's a lot more advantageous for all the parties. You remove this whole notion of having to litigate things and deal with different jurisdictions and all of that kind of standard business complexity.
And Mr. Snyder, for someone new to the concept of new forms of labor forces like distributed co-ops or individual actors, what are some simple ways they can use or benefit from this structure?
If people aren't really kind of familiar with the notion of gig work or freelancing, you know, even just to get a sense of what the world is out there, like if you look at something like Fiverr.com, where people will do just a whole number of tasks for $5 or $10, it's definitely a way that a lot of people create their livelihood. Even if you look at things like Uber and Lyft, this is another form of gig work. So just to kind of extend that by an example, you know, if you look at something like Airbnb, for example, Airbnb was a platform that let people take the extra room in their house and essentially commercialize it or earn an income from it in a push of a button. Airbnb abstracts away all the complexity of having to set up an LLC and drive your own demand. A lot of the infrastructure that we're building is trying to do the exact same thing that Airbnb did for homeowners, but for creators of software and software-based products. So to answer that question, the first piece would just to be to kind of get some familiarity with the notion of freelancing and gig work, and then that is the foundation on which some of these ideas that we're talking about is built upon.
And lastly, if you could give a business owner one piece of advice about how they can keep up with the future of work and the rise of decentralized marketplaces, what would that be?
Yeah, I would say that look for where, you know, this is an optimistic view, but look for where sovereignty is really the thing, like an individual sovereignty is really the thing that's valued. You know, another way to think about what we're talking here around the future of work is a world where everybody kind of is their own mini CEO, so to speak. They own their contributions, they own the value that they're creating, and then receiving economic compensation based on how valued that contribution is. So having the lens that says, okay, what are the projects and people out there who are really kind of honoring the individual, so to speak, and putting the power back in their hands? That's the big macro trend that we see ourselves as a part of. That's kind of one of the core ethos of the whole blockchain revolution. So I would say that that's a really interesting lens to analyze what's going on today around both the future of work, the future of wealth, and really the intersection of those, which is kind of where we're living.
Well, Mr. Snyder, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you, and thank you for introducing DecoNet and what you're offering there in the marketplace, and thanks so much for your time spent today as well. Where can listeners get all the details on DecoNet and also be in contact as needed?
Yeah, perfect. So our website is deco.network, DECO.network, and there's all the information that you could want right there.
Simple enough. Again, Mr. Snyder, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wishing you and the company all the best.
Thanks for the opportunity, Eric. I really appreciate it. Great to speak with you.
You bet, and it certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. David Snyder, the CEO and co-founder of DecoNet, a commerce portal for coders and blockchain-powered marketplace for software and development. And for further details, visit deco.net. Network. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.